Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting second, the shortstop, Del Young. Batting third, the center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Phil Weintraub. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gibby Brack. Batting seventh, the catcher, Spud Davis. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brack. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Marte moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Weintraub fields it and throws to home to get Marte. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Weintraub moves to second. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Marty reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jordan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Weintraub takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weintraub moves to third. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0-for-1 in the game. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Weintraub scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brack moves to third. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brack scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Phillies. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground that hits Herman. Herman is out and Hack is safe at first. There goes Herman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-2 in the game. Jordan takes first base on ball 4. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young bunts towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Jordan moves to second. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Carlton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Weintraub hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Marti takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brack bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. One out. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis is walked intentionally. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a pop-up beyond second. Herman can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Klein moves to third. Davis moves to second. Tony Lazzari now playing second base. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. Davis scores. Mueller moves to third. It's 4-1, Phillies. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Aspel pinch hits for Tex Carlton. Jim Aspel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aspel moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jordan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Aspel moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspel scores. It's 4-2, Phillies. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin bunts towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 5-2, Phillies. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brack hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jordan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Marty strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Phil Cavaretta pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Clay Bryant pinch hits for Ripper Collins. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bryant takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Bob Garbark pinch hits for Jack Russell. Pete Zavess now pitching. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Bob Garbark. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds scores. Cavaretta scores. Bryant moves to second. It's 5-4, Phillies. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 4 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Bryant moves to third. O'Day moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bryant scores. O'Day moves to third. Gerges moves to second. It's Cubs, 5, Phillies, 5. Syl Johnson now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Phil Cavaretta now playing first base. Ken O'Day now catching. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Sherin pinch runs for Spud Davis. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mueller. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. Two outs. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Atwood now catching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 4 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Marty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Jordan hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Weintraub takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. O'Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lazare strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 5 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Jordan hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Weintraub takes first base on ball four. Martin moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brack hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.